It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Listener Patrick of Richmond emailed us, "Great job on the election results synopsis on your 6 a.m. newscast this morning. Such a shame you didn't bother to share the results from the city your station calls home. Sure, it's interesting to know that the incumbent mayor of Lexington won re-election, but how hard would it have been to tell your loyal local listeners how the Richmond mayoral race went? You went on and on about all the Lexington results, but didn't mention one Richmond or Madison County result. Don't worry, though, I went out to my driveway and got the newspaper, and it told me all I needed to know. It's disappointing that I have to depend on an out-of-county newspaper to get the news that my hometown radio station doesn't see fit to broadcast." Well, Patrick raises a valid point about our coverage the day after the election. I will point out, though, that during our broadcast on the night of Election Day, we reported continually on the Richmond mayor's race, as well as the county judge executive, plus the Berea mayor's race, and races in other counties that we serve with the WEKU stations.
5842.
And the mayor of Berea. We have that race now.
5347, Steve Connolly won re-election over Paul Reynolds.
Patrick, you are correct. None of that information made it to the air on Wednesday. We had a lot of Facebook activity this week in response to the death of Car Talk's Tom Malyazzi and also of Danielle Gouchard Ashbrook, wife of On Point host Tom Ashbrook. For those who haven't seen these items, they are still visible on the WEKU Facebook page as well as at WEKU.fm. We're always interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at EKU.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday for listener feedback on WEKU.